Blog Talk Radio.
And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show. They be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Mind, body, and soul,
is you living?
We all under attack,
is you different?
I know niggas existing in two prisons, feeling they through living like death is too tempting. What's a day worth? Put a price on it. He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner.
Gangs got their sights on him,
on the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill, we gon' get you home. He like how my pills said they took the wrong. That's kinda cold
when you think about it.
He shot a nigga, he ain't think about it,
didn't even blink about it.
But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it, really trying to be about it.
Never left his public housing,
which resembles the dormitories he's trapped in. So who knew that they was
prepping him back then?
Yeah, on how to live packed in, make him hate his black skin. I swear it's all facts, man.
Yeah, I swear to God it's all facts, man.
So you should let the track spin. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though.
Remember calling my mom to tell my sentence.
Since I don't do no snitching, I'm not a witness. They gave me 23 years, ma.
I'm finished.
I think she cried for like 15 minutes. Over the years, there's enough tears to fill a lake. A lot of trips on
interstate for visiting.
Remember Tony got stabbed.
Yo, may he rest in peace.
Stressed my mother so bad, she barely slept for weeks. Thankful that it wasn't me, knowing prison
danger.
Doing time with lifers and killers and gangbangers. Some of us get caught in the matrix, but can you blame us? Trapped in cages like animals trying to tame us. Parole hearings are jokes, you go up 50 times. Same excuse every time, serious nature
of the crime.
I can't change the crimes that I committed, but I can't change my mind and I repent. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulullah mubad. And assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuhi to all the believers. And salam, peace to everyone. Greetings, greetings, greetings on this wonderful night. That's right, yeah, we got emergency response team moving in the area. You know, but it's a wonderful, wonderful, blessed day. Alhamdulillah, we are on the 14th of May, and y'all know what it is. I know a lot of people out there, you know, bigging up the moms. I'm going to let that siren pass by. Bigging up the moms, the mothers, you know, and, you know, me, I celebrate women and the mothers of our community, most importantly, the mothers of our family who are our backbone. I celebrate them every single day and honor them every single day. Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, he said in a narration in an athar, he said, at the feet of your mother is the key to Jannah, to paradise. So good behavior, good conduct is always necessary towards the womb, towards your mother, towards your ummi. You know, so Allah, in another narration, he said that it was asked by one, whom do I love? You know, besides, I love Allah and His Messenger. And the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah's praise and salutation be upon him, he said, you should love your mother. And then the man said, then whom? Then he said, your mother again. Then the man said, then whom? He said, then your mother. And the fourth time, he said, then your father. So it's grave importance to reverence and respect the mothers and listen to them at all times. So how's everyone doing tonight? Hassan, you with us? Krista?
Here, brother. Yeah. Peace and paradise to everyone. Yes. We here.
That's right. Mother Queen, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Happy Mother Life. Not Mother's Day, but Mother's Life.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
How's your day going? What you reflecting upon?
Just the, you know, I really appreciate how my children appreciate me. They know that I'm boots on the ground for the community, and they how well they receive that. You know, they're not stingy with me, and they know that I'm able to, you know, I'm a giver. They know I've been given since giving was given. The fact that my children respect that about me, and the fact that they can share me in that light, you know, it really brings joy to my heart that I don't feel like I'm shorting them in any way, shape, or form.
Alhamdulillah. That's beautiful. Yeah. And that, trust me, family, they sacrifice a lot for, you know, the commitment of activism. You know, they do. And that's wonderful. Hassan, brother to the people.
Man, listen, you know, I know that everybody out there is, you know, a lot of people are celebrating Mother's Day. And then, of course, we're going to celebrate, you know, Father's Day and all these things. But, you know, I'm just a firm believer that, you know, our mothers, our fathers, they deserve our honor every day. Right, and every day we should allow if this is what you do and you celebrate this, allow this to be something that you do on a regular for your parents, right? Allow what it is that you know when you're doing committing these actions of gratitude and love, allow for that to be something that you do consciously, you know, throughout the year, because it's all one day really, and if you understand it correctly. Honoring your mother and your father is through your living and every other aspect of your life. So make sure, man, that you revere. You know, my mother just moved to Texas, right? And so I feel the distance there. But we do things like Zoom calls and phone calls and all those different things. And my mother has been a great, great, great support for me. Ever since I was a child, so I owe everything to her. I owe everything to my father, and I know that one day I will take care of them just as they took care of me. And we should all feel that and think that way.
I'm grateful. You know, I have to definitely you know, vibe with you guys because it is you know, a wonderful miracle in my life because my mom. You know, she's always been, like, my backbone. You know what I'm saying? She's always been a firm pillar for me through all my struggles. And this is, you know, a lot of times, you know, we get caught up in the bag of the culture of this European methodology of lifestyle, and we get away from that culture of our Aboriginal, you know what I'm saying, culture where we come from. And, you know, this is the nourishing behavior and mannerisms that our, you know, our ancestors, our predecessors, you know, the Salaf, the people who came before us, this is the you know, emphasis of life was always to honor your mother and your father, you know what I'm saying? And the particulars of the mother, because she's the first teacher, she's your first love, she's your first...
that's right.
Educator, you know, as your father's your first protector, your mother's your first, you know, caretaker. She take cares for you, you know, and Allah tells us in the Quran that we should not say to our parents. And I know that's a grave struggle for a lot of people when, you know, and how we have been psychologically, you know, cultivated to be, you know, dysfunctional in certain ways. But my mother, I definitely, you know, strive to honor her in the reflection of everything I do, because that is my ibadah, that's my worship to Allah, my actions, you know, inwardly and outwardly. Those are things that are apparent, those things that are unseen, you know, always striving towards pleasing Allah. And you can do that by pleasing your parents, you know, by pleasing your parents.
Indeed.
You know?
Indeed.
So, now, we're supposed to have two guests. We're supposed to have the sister, Hassan, she's supposed to be calling in, right?
Yeah, she's supposed to be calling in, and we know how it is in prison, but she's in Fluvanna right now. Her name is Chanel Burnett. While we are waiting her to call in, just to give a little bit of a background on Chanel. I met Chanel in about 2016 while I was incarcerated at Augusta through Margaret Breslow, who helped me and Ascari and Phil Waleto to establish the Virginia Prison Justice Network, which is basically a network of all of the organizations that are doing prison justice work here in Virginia, so that people can go to that particular network and they can find someone that caters specifically to whatever need that they're looking for, whatever need that is taking place with their loved one on the inside. And if they need help with support on the outside with the Department of Corrections or the medical units there on at the facilities or David Robinson downtown, we specifically reach out to them on behalf of prisoners and their loved ones. And so Chanel has been a very intricate part of that, and she's also been on the steering committee that has organized the past 6 prison justice rallies here in Richmond. The ones that we have in Monroe Park every year, and so she's an avid writer, wonderful poetry, social commentary, and she's published within the Unlocked Journal for Virginia Tech, and a couple of other works that she has in the making. That she's going to speak about while she's on the program, man. So it'll be a pleasure to have her on, and I'm hoping that she can get through and call in. You know how those phones are in prison. So
We're supposed to also begin a call from the brother Abdul Latif. He was in St. Bride's. He was with me when I left, when I was released at St. Bride's, and you know, we used to hold the halakas and things, you know, at St. Bride's, and you know, he's supposed to be calling in to also. I don't know. He's now the resident at Greensville.
Say before we get past Sister Chanel, you know, to be that active and, you know, behind the walls, and for all of y'all, it is possible to, you know, idle time does not have to be behind the walls. You most definitely should make good of your time, you know, behind the walls, as most of y'all have done. It's a whole nother lifestyle, and it's a choice. It's all still a choice. So I don't want to just bypass her that fast, because that's amazing, the work that she's doing, you know, and still doing behind the walls. I am just starting the advocacy work, but to hear that people behind the walls have been doing it for years and years is just amicable, you know, for me to want to celebrate them and make sure that we understand that it's a choice, you know, to do, you know, to make good of your time.
Right.
It's still a choice. It doesn't have to be you sitting there rotting. You can ultimately still live and do things that, you know, to prepare yourself to come home and have a life in and outside of prison.
I agree.
Like I said, Alhamdulillah, inshallah, she gets the call in, you know, but we're not surpassing anyone. You know what I'm saying? These are, you know, women and brothers incarcerated. You know, the struggle is the same. You know, the struggle is the struggle. You know, chattel slavery is chattel slavery. You know what I'm saying? The sad thing about it is that we don't hear enough, nor are we collectively doing enough for the many sisters who were incarcerated. You know, and even though when you think about, like, the numbers show that in 2015, I think it was 4,000 some women incarcerated. But then 2017, it was 3,000 and something, like 3,150 women incarcerated in the state of Virginia.
Wow.
You know, but the crazy thing about it is for African-American women, since 1990, they have continued to increase by 22% as far as the incarceration population in the state of Virginia.
Mm.
So, you know, it's a sad thing that there's really not enough attention brought to, you know, striving to aid the sisters who are in prison. And, you know, the crazy thing about it is that we don't hear the wonderful changes that these sisters are making. In, you know what I'm saying? We don't hear about these things. And engaging in it is very important. And it's wonderful when we can have brothers and sisters calling in from, you know, behind the barbed wire cities, because, you know, them having exposure allows us to really comprehend, you know, and the struggle. You understand? Because a lot of people, they have empathy, but they really can't comprehend the struggle, you know, and because people are out in life. I'm going to tell you something. I used to make this statement, Queen, Mother Queen, I used to make this statement all the time in prison to my people, all the time. When they would be like, yo, you know, hopefully we'll talk to you tomorrow. And I'd be like, inshallah. And I would say to them, yeah, because people are here today and they're gone tomorrow. Now, a lot of people, you know, they think of that in the physical content. But when you're incarcerated, when you're behind that barbed wire fence, that barbed wire city, and you in there, that's not just in the physical. They can be here on this earth and still they will be departed from your life, because life is moving on for them. And the whole time you're standing still, life is moving on for them. And even though your expectations are that when I pick up the phone, they're going to be there. When I go to when the mail is run, I'm going to get a call. Well, the reality is that's not factual, and that's not a promise every day. You see? So, you know, when you're behind that fence and you're in them walls, you really have to have a positive intake towards the fact that the people who you love or the people who you look for comfort and support with from the outside, they too are living a life. They're going through struggles. You see? And so a lot of times people just don't really comprehend that, hey, them guys and them sisters behind that wall, they hurting in there. They hurting in there. And
yes,
you just have
fathers, mothers and fathers behind the wall. You know, I can't imagine the lack of, you know, protection from the fathers and the lack of nurturing from the mothers that the child gets, and not being able to even perform those things for your children. And, you know, your biggest fear is that they'll wind up where you are, or, you know, they're being mistreated in your absence. So I could not imagine, you know, not being a part. So my hat most definitely, you know, and heart goes out to all those parents who are incarcerated.
Yeah. I think for me out of it all, you know, during the entire tenure of my incarceration, you know, in many ways I was thankful that I didn't have children, right? To have to worry about while I was doing my incarceration, man. And even then I had nieces and nephews that I always was concerned about. But I watch men and have heard the stories from women of having to deal with being helpless when it comes down to actually having a hands-on approach to their children. And that is one of the things that I learned through family reunification that all of us have in common when it comes down to mothers and fathers being incarcerated or just having loved ones, people that you care about on the outside. But when it's a child and someone that you are responsible for, oh, it's all the more hurtful when you just don't have the ability to be there for them. And that's a rough thing. I watch men cry from that. And I know that women have done the same, you know. So those are the type of things that we have to strengthen, like, you know, the family reunification, restoring the broken families. Is a part of our mission. It's something that we have to, you know, hold fast to, because right. that's the only way we're going to come out of this thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, doing 25 years, gays and a half, I mean, my relationship with my daughter and my other children was, it was complicated. It was complicated, mm-hmm. you know. Another father, of course, it does give agitation to your esteem. You know what I'm saying? You know, and sometimes it can be, you know, it can be the, you know, it can affect some mothers and some men in a way that it, you know, it makes you feel helpless. You know, but that's where, you know, people really have to tap into the resilience and strive to focus on as Queen Mother. You know, I like Mother Queen was just speaking, that Krista was just speaking, like, you know, that time you can't allow yourself to be idle in that thinking. And when you're attacked by that type of thinking, you have to utilize the moments to build. You know what I'm saying? You have to utilize the moments to continue to add on and uplift yourself. And, you know, be determined to bring a different, you know, to break that chain, because it can be broken, but it takes work, you know. And worrying about your children, worrying about your seeds, is a complicated mission. It's a complicated, you know, situation. But hopefully tonight we can definitely, you know, bring some ease to some people, because it's always. That's the beautiful thing about Point of Impact. We can always show you that there's light at the end of the tunnel. You know, we there's always light at the end of the tunnel. You know, they say imam, it increases, which is faith, increases and decreases. So you're never going to be this rock solid person, but you can develop, you know, stability to where when you are hit with, you know, disturbing moments and things like that, you know how to bounce back. You know how to be resilient in the situation. So, Jason, do we have any callers right now?
Nobody pressing one yet at this time.
Okay. And y'all remember to press one if you would like to speak and comment or inject some positive conversation. Or questions, we love to entertain that. And let me remind everybody, August the 4th, well, we got two events, but I'm going to give you the latest one, which is August the 4th, the NAACP branch of Norfolk 7098, which I'm the chairperson for the Criminal Justice Committee. We're having our first inaugural Men's Summit. And please get your tickets. You know, when you see the flyer, you know, call in and support this this event, which will really be featured, you know, the black man being more relevant and physical in the community, you know, that they strive in and that they live in. So, you know, support that August 4th. And then June the 3rd, that Saturday, we're having, you know, Liberation Save the Youth Day at Barrar Park in Norfolk. You know, we're going to be out there at 1 o'clock or 4. We're grilled food, you know. We're going to have games for the kids, DJ. You know, y'all come on out. Bring your children out, because it's for the, you know, the youth, you know, for the youth to have some vitality, some enjoyment for the day. So those are the two events we have going on. I know, Krista, y'all got something going on out there on the 18th, right?
The 18th of what?
Of May, right?
Right. That would be with 40 Strong, I want to say.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think that's the canvassing event with Richard Walker. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. Exactly. That's exactly what we have going on the 18th and inviting everybody out, right?
Right. come out
all
and
hands on deck.
Be a part of, you know, helping him to get in office to make the necessary changes that we're looking for, that we need in our community. You know, it's one thing to advocate for somebody, but to see them boots on the ground and to know that his heart is pure, I feel very confident in advocating for him. I don't feel like I'm, you know, I have to, you know, watch his every move. I know that his thoughts and his wants and his needs are our needs, because he too have been through the same struggle that we're going through. So he most definitely is a good candidate for running for delegate for the 79th district. They got us all. They got all the low income housing community in one district. They rezoned everybody into one district. So we're going to see how this turns out. You know, with the devil meant for evil, we always turn it around for our good. So,
that's wonderful. Yeah, I seen that flyer up there, and I was like, yeah, that's cool. You know, I won't, at the time of the event, I think it's like 12 p.m. or something. 12 p.m.
Yeah.
I won't be on. I'd like to get out there, but I won't be able to make it. But alhamdulillah, we need events. You know, it's really that summertime. It's getting hot. People are going to be, wanting things to do, especially the youth. So that's a good event to have out there. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Jay Sean, if we have a call, you can let him in.
Assalamu alaikum, my brothers.
How
y'all doing there? Happy Mother's Day, my sister.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm just letting y'all know I'm listening to what y'all are saying. I'm just checking out everything. Keep up the good work.
Right on.
We're staying grounded. You know, it's amazing. It's a beautiful day, and I had called Hassan earlier. And, you know, when he was telling me about the sister coming on, I was like, man, that's going to be a nice one. But, you know, sometimes, you know, that's the thing about being in that Bing by Wild City, man. You don't know, expert, you don't know what's going to happen. Anything, event, you know,
nice.
They can shut it down. So,
and, you know, one thing I noticed about our mothers, in every sport out there, you always hear brothers holler, hi, Mom.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom. When you were in jail.
That's
oh,
true.
Ma.
Yeah.
We love our mothers, boy. Ain't nothing like a mom.
Yeah. Nah. Yeah. You only get one.
You only get one,
yeah,
like
right.
The song is.
Only get
no
one.
Yeah.
Allah tells us in the Quran to reverence the womb that bore you. You know, it's a grave sin to cut ties between your mother and your parents, your relatives, and when I think of that, it really increases me to, you know, do more than I can to connect me with the people in my family. I reached out to so many family members this week, you know, alone, just tapping into people, you know, seeing how they're doing, and just hearing their voice, because you know, people are spread out. You know, everybody don't have the finances to bounce here and there and there and there, you know. So, but, hey, we have communication means. So you utilize that,
right.
Reach out to the people you love. Utilize it, reach out to the people you love.
You ever notice that
you got to do it?
You ever notice some of the people you reach out to, you haven't heard from in a while?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You'd be like, yo, man.
That's what I was building out earlier, Miles. You know, people are living life, and a lot of times, man, life will consume you. You know, and I'm reminded often by my family, like, hey, you got to remember, we here too. You know what I'm saying? We know you out there helping everybody.
We take a lot for granted too, man.
Yeah, we do. We definitely
one
do.
One thing we got to get back to these family reunions, man. We got to get them back together too, because, man, one
Hello?
Day you wake, you be dating your cousin and don't even know it.
Mm. Yeah.
Your mama gonna let you know that's your cousin.
Yeah, come to your house. Hey, that look like my dad. That's my dad. What you mean that's your dad? Oh snap!
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah, man. You know,
it's funny, but it's true.
It is.
No, it's very true. It's very true. It's only 6 degrees of separation. You know, so we have to be mindful of that. That the world is smaller than what we think, and we have to most definitely take that into consideration. Because you might be dating your long lost cousin,
that's why I pray to God my firstborn be a girl. This is why I said, because when my daughter have babies, I know where they all at. But when your son out there, you can have kids all over the state of New Jersey. You can have kids in Georgia and other states playing with them.
I remember when I was growing up back in the days, man, that was something people was like always planning for. You know what I'm saying? Like family reunions, family gatherings, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, back then I recall my mom used to always throw me these big birthday parties. You know what I'm saying? I mean, man, I would have these big old cakes, customized cakes. She brought me a Super Bowl cake, bro. And I'm talking about all my family would come, you know. They would all be there, all my cousins, all my relatives would come. These were the type of things, you know. It was a lot of family activities back in those days, which you really don't see much now. But I do see a lot of families trying to get back to that. You know what I'm saying? I do see a lot of families trying to get back to that. Yeah, you can let we have another call. Jason, you say you have another call, you can let him in.
Yeah, Jason, get on your job.
Grand rising, everybody. OCO.
Grand rising, Devin.
Yes. I just wanted to chime in a little bit. Y'all went over a couple things that I'm not going to speak on. I spoke on it the last time I was up here. This is Leon. And
Peace. Okay.
Peace. And that's what OCO means. I come in peace. Yeah, you know, last time we were speaking and talking, I was talking about, you know, we should be talking about how to keep our community out of these prison systems, because it's just a big business in the first place, or they turn it into a big business. And so we have to find a way to try to keep our generations and our younger generations out of the system, period. That's the only way we're going to be effective out here. A lot of us on this line few of us on this line has done time, including myself. So when I was running around doing what I was doing to get there, I wasn't thinking about these days.
Right.
I'm different now, so my train of thought is. I want to share that I've been listening to, you know, and first this is what I want to say. I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that's on the line and the mothers that's on the line that don't have kids. I want to say to you, happy Mother's Day, too, because I know you also bring stuff to me when you take care of other people's kids or your nieces and your nephews. So happy Mother's Day to you also. I've been listening to different podcasts.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I want to make another statement, but I'm going to make that at the end of this to prove another point about these holidays. I've been listening to podcasts, you know, over on Grown Folks Talking, because that's where I come from, Grown Folks Talking Network. And we started talking about Mother's Day last Friday. You know, you had a doing a show about Mother's Day starting last Friday, I want to say. And I hear everybody honor. So this is what I want to do. I want to take the time to say happy Mother's Day to all the fathers that's on the line, because I know 85% of us, you know, was not there or are not there for our children like we should be. This is why we have the young people running around the way they are. And I'm not going to say that parents that had two parents in the house and their kids went left, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the ones who weren't there, just running around making babies. I'm talking about them. But you got 15% of us who has and was there. Some of us, including myself, raised my daughter. I got my daughter when she was 6 years old, and I raised her. And so I want to say happy Mother's Day to the father who was always mm-hmm. in their kids, like helping raising their kids, because we get left out, because Father's Day ain't nowhere near as big as Mother's Day, nowhere near. Mm. So we don't get the credit that
right.
the mothers get. And I'm not saying that the mothers don't deserve it, because you do. But I want to acknowledge the men that have been in their kids' life from day one. Happy Mother's Day to you, too. And so what I want to share about these holidays is that they all paganism. And I want to say to all the mothers on this line that are mothers and the ones that's not, every day is Mother's Day. There's not a day to go by in my life that it's not, that I don't honor my mother. So every day, Mother's Day, not just today, once a year. That's what they put in place so they can keep this economy going, so we can go out and spend all our money. But every day is Mother's Day. So all you mothers, every Mother's Day, every year, every day, every month, every hour, every second. And I regress.
Once again, that seems like, you know, we back to the same topic. You know, I believe, and I want to ask you this, Brother Leon, I believe that family is the unification and the re-education, recultivation of the family, making the family whole again, like a community-wide focus. And I know Freedom Over Everything, we practice in our programs, bridging the gaps with families. You know what I'm saying? When brothers and sisters return home, you know, getting that recognition back with one another, you know what I'm saying, getting that norm of lifestyle back and cultivation back with one another. And I believe, you know, one of the main ingredients to the prevention of our people going back into prison or going into the prisons is circumventing that, making the family whole again. You know, as Mother Queen would often say, you know, that's what we do. We operate to make the family whole again. And I think that's very important. You know, Mother Queen, you want to build on that? Krista? Okay, she may be working. She may be working.
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying? I believe that is one of the main potential, mechanisms that we can put in place to help, you know, defuse our youth and our nation of people going inside them penitentiaries and in prison.
Right.
You know, and I'm glad you brought that to point, you know, because that's a very important situation that we need to sit down and brainstorm as a community, and more leaders of our communities need to start focusing on these specifics. You know what I'm saying? But building the family, I think, is one of the instruments that we can put in place to help definitely secure that. And you know, the men of our community, I give praise to, because when you look around today, even though it's a day celebrate, you see a lot of I seen a man today, a brother today, and I greeted him. He was actually walking, taking a walk with his two C's and his ouch. You know what I'm saying? And I saluted him for how beautiful it was. You know what I'm saying? Because he was taking time to just spend some quality time with his family. You know what I mean?
Right.
Now, if we can, as Hassan, you built on earlier, like if we can cultivate that into everyday actions, you know what I'm saying? Think of how, you feel me, just think of how a benefit that can be to the growth of our people. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't necessarily see men in no form or fashion feminine because we provide for our seeds and I don't recognize either one of these holidays. I don't recognize none of them.
Right.
Because I know the importance that my mother has played in my life, and I know the importance that my father has played in my life. You know, and I also realize that, you know, these holidays are just, and as Brother Leon mentioned, it's just propaganda, you know, and this is why we're the leading nation of people, you know, when it comes, we're the customer, you know what I'm saying, and we lead in this level of life of, you know, as consumers, you know, we're the highest consumers in this country as a nation, and so we do have to see through the propaganda. And, you know, but Krista, I was asking you earlier to build on what you always build on about, you know, the healing of the family, you know, making the family whole again.
Yes, most definitely. I think that, you know, women, you know, I always say we're nurturers, and we make sure that our children are in alignment with what the law and what, you know, our traditional rules and things that we've learned growing up. And then the father is the protector and the provider, and he just makes sure that everything is ran smoothly, you know, that that they are obeying those laws and things. So, and we set out to raise our children to be not, if better than us, to be like us, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of times with the system and society and our peers, we roam astray a lot of times because we think that a different way is better, or, you know, when mama say it, you tired of hearing it, or when daddy reiterates it, you think that, you know better as a child sometimes. So, you know, it's needed. Both parents are most definitely needed. Do we make an impact in our children? Like, most definitely we do. When you don't think that they're listening, they're listening. When you don't think that they see things, they will definitely see things. So you have to be very mindful about what you do in front of your children. You know, my daughter is 6 years old, and I call her fun. She just soaks it up. And then they have their own interpretation of what you said or what they think they saw. So you have to be mindful of, you know, what they interpret and how you want to be even as a parent in the eyes of your children. You don't want society to raise your children. You don't want society to be told about you. You know, they've already, you know, from what they say, from pre-K to prison pipeline, like, from that is already setting our kids up for failure. So we most definitely have to take back those and hold tight to our children, those tradition and those upbringings, and standing firm on, you know, being bold about how we want our children to be raised, and not allowing the society and the peers to raise our children, their peers to raise our children.
We have upcoming, like, two women who are I think would be wonderful to speak on this topic of motherhood and the struggles of motherhood, and because they're both married women, they're both women who have spouses, significant others, and that's Jackie Glass, Honorable Delegate Jackie Glass from Norfolk, and the Honorable Delegate Andrea, what's her last name? Subhanallah. Oh, man, I forget her last name. Andrea, what is her last name? Oh, man. But she's running for Senate. She's running for Senate, and they're going to be coming on the show real soon. So, having these two women to speak in a way towards the issues going on. Angela William Graves. She's a delegate, but she's running for Senate. And can't wait to have them on the show. They're gonna be coming up on the show real soon. You know, it's going to be really nice to hear from both of them and their standing on some of the issues going on in their districts. So, you know, I love that whole thing of making the family whole again. You know, I was yesterday, I had the pleasure of joining a young lady by the name of Tori who got her doctorate. Name is Tori Sori. She got her doctorate. And, man, it was so delightful to be able to see, you know, there was family, the family structure was there. And, you know, it was wonderful to see this this woman who was moving and elevating in life with her husband by her side, with her two children by her side. You know, that it was fantastic. You know, it was, and I think these are the things that I was pointing out to a lot of the people lately. I've been pointing it out because a lot of times we do have families being established in our community again. But we're so used to the negative projections, you know what I'm saying, constantly being repeated to us. And then when it's actually being seen before us, we don't recognize it. We don't give it enough attention. We don't give it, you know, we don't uplift that and start pumping, you know, that, hey, this is what's going on. Like, people are changing. People are getting their families organized and back, and they're breaking that curse, you know, that generational curse. You know, they're working hard. And so
right.
I salute the many brothers that are out here, you know. But it's like, to me, we fall into that old scheme of the men against the women. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I think of that a lot because a lot of men, we know, we say, you know, we're mentioned like, well, Father's Day is not very, don't nobody really care about Father's Day. But, I mean, if we believe in our token of concept of faith and how we move in life, that these are days that are celebrated every day, then we would know that that's not even a, why are we even conceiving that? Because our
right.
sisters, you know what
holy.
I mean? Yeah.
Question.
If you're the father that you know this, you know what you're doing, it really shouldn't hold no weight. I think that's for, you know, that's just talk. Like, I do not look forward to Mother's Day. I don't even remember the date of Mother's Day. A lot of times when it comes around, you know, you see the sales in the store and stuff. I'm like, oh, okay, Mother's Day is coming up. But for me to say or be expecting of anything, no, I'm a mother to a lot of people. And then once
exactly.
it leaves my hands, I don't look for it back. Not from
that's
man
right.
anyway. My blessings come
that's
from
right.
God. I don't. My blessings
come,
don't come from. So I don't look for it back from nobody, not no physical body anyway. So, you know, a lot of my blessings come from the Most High. I don't. I do things from the heart. I don't boast in what I do, or brag. You know, that's just my nature of who I. That's just the nature of who I am. And I think for a lot of fathers who live in that same creed, you know, it doesn't have to be highlighted. You know, people who talk
that's,
about it are 10 times not being about it.
That's
mm-hmm.
right. That's right.
Yeah.
Go ahead, brother Miles. Is that Miles?
Well, yes. How many, you know how we try to raise our kids to the best of our ability, right? How many of us actually worry about what happens when they get out in the street with their friends, their peer pressure? They be fighting that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem to us, too, you know, because we hope our kids, you know, when we like what we teach them at home, they go out in the street and they don't listen to their friends that they hang out with, you know, especially the hard hit ones.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Right.
That's
right.
The issue
well,
we have to deal
well,
with too.
Miles, look, I think to
go
that
ahead,
point, like to that point right there, we all know the age old adage of it takes a village to raise a child, right?
Right.
But we must understand when it talks about that, it takes a village to raise a child, understand that there are other children in the village, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the environment that your child is in is a part of that village. And so that same village that it takes to raise a child, that same village can also destroy a child. So
mm-hmm.
I'm very much aware what it is that I do that other people's children might look at and see.
Like, I don't, it doesn't have to be my children or the ones that came from my loins. It can very well be other people's children that see an example in me. And I have to be conscious of that, right? I have to be aware of that as a part of this village, that I do my part in making sure that the children are raised properly. So I think that we have to start to look at ourselves, even when we talk about fathers and we talk about individuals who, you know, we talk about being a male and being a man. A male means that you can eject sperm, right? That you have testicles and genitalia, right? That perform as a male does, but that doesn't make you a man. So the idea of what it is to be a man is all about purpose and reason. And so if I know that I have a reason within my community that extends beyond just my family, right? I have a purpose in my community that extends beyond my family. Then I can start to hold fast to what it is to really actually be a man and to be a shining example of a man for any male or female, any girl or boy that may be in my community, to know that that's what a man looks like and that's what type of man I want to be or that I want to have in my life.
And you're absolutely right. You really have to be the first example for your children to follow. You don't want the peers or people on the outside to be the example. You are your child's first example. And I know for me, when raising my girls, I made sure that I just was very spontaneous on the things that I showed my children. I didn't want them to learn it from nobody else. So what I did was when my daughters had, like, lunchtime at school, I wouldn't allow them to sit with their normal friends. I would tell them, pick the handicapped person in the corner or pick the person with autism and have lunch with them, learn something new about somebody different. Why do you keep hanging around the same person all the time? You know, expand your knowledge and wisdom at a very young age. So, you know, my kids are very diverse when it comes to people and when it comes to their friends. Sometimes they'll hang with their Caucasian friends, and they know that, and then sometimes they hang with their all-black friends, and sometimes they can all mix together and they'll all be together one day. So they just are very diverse in that area, and I always tell them to look for their exit. If it don't look right and it don't feel right, exit the building.
So, and that's why I noticed I be around some people, I be around their kids, and their kids be saying, Ma, and their mother said, boy, leave me alone. Girl, go sit down somewhere. And then I noticed the kid to get up and just walk out the house. And I be thinking that's bad, because she do that, she going to go out there and listen to somebody else. It's like, you know, when our kids call us and ask us a question, it's like we ain't got time for them, and I think that's wrong.
Mm-hmm. I feel you. And you know, it is, you know, perception is everything, and how you project yourself to your children, as Crystal was talking about, you know,
right.
It is everything. And, you know, that's why it's so important for you to find quality time for your children, because there will be times that you may be busy, but it's that humbleness that you have to tap into to give your children the kind of, you know, attention that they need, because you have to be attentive to their needs and realize when they're ringing that bell. You know what I'm saying? And they're looking for your attention. You know?
Somebody on the street will give them that attention they're looking for, and it could be a bad person.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get to the end, Deshaun, do we have anybody else pressing one? Because I don't think we probably do.
Let me see.
They just back
5885. Did you have another comment?
That's Katoya.
Good evening.
Happy
Mother's Day to you, Crystal, and happy Mother's Day to
happy
all
mother life.
Everyone and all the fathers as well. Great show. Great show. And I did bring Leah on to speak as well, but my phone call got dropped.
Yeah.
It was a great show. I've been listening. Great show. Everything y'all are saying is right on point. Everything y'all are saying right on point. Just keep on doing God's work. And Kristen, you definitely doing God's work. Yes, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Can I chime in one more time? Yeah, I want to touch on, I don't know if the sister, you know, I don't know what y'all call her. Y'all gave her a title, but I always refer to her as being a goddess, like all the women that I refer to. I just refer to them as goddesses. I don't know if it was her or one of the kings that's on. You know, I heard them saying that when we send our kids to school, you know, we depend on them to teach them. I think I made a reference earlier that, you know, we can raise our kids. You can have two parents and the kids, and the kid will go left. You know, the difference for me, I've been working in the school system for over 37 years with kids down here where I'm at, down here in Atlantic City, and I've seen it all. I've heard it all. I've saved a lot of kids, took a lot of guns off of kids. You know, you can't help these kids if you can't help their parents. We've got to help the parents because that's just where it's starting at. It's not starting with these kids. It's not these kids' fault. Not to say they don't know right from wrong, but if it's not coming from home, then, you know, the kids are going to go out. The difference that I made with my daughter, and guess what? My daughter still went left. The difference was I kept my daughter with me. Wherever I did, wherever I went, when I was dealing with the kids, I kept her with me. So all the kids knew her. She knew the do's and the don'ts, and she still decided to go left. She had to learn the hard way. And she did. And if you teach them right, trust and be what I tell you, they're going to come back to you. Because now my daughter, she'll be 37 this year, and she has her own house, 3 cars. She has dogs that she's breeding. She works, and she has her own business, a travel agency business. So they do come back once they learn the hard way, like some of us on this line had to work to get to this point. I think this format is good. We should never leave it up to the school system to teach our kids anything because it is set up for us to fail, even in the school system. It's set up for, especially I heard the goddess say that, you know, they have them all in one place. That's set up and designed too. But it's up to us to branch them out to make sure that they go and see other things. Like I just heard her say that she told her kids to go sit with other kids with a different ability. And that's one of the things that, you know, I've never heard that before. That was great. That was great.
Right.
And I think we can do that more often. I think this format is the start of what we need to be doing because we're conscious now. We're woke now. When you know better, you do better. That's the saying. And so I think all of us on here and I went to prison for somebody else. I didn't go to prison for anything that I did. I went to prison for somebody else. But when you know better, you do better. And this format is the start right here. I love this format over here. Things that you bring to the table, the things that y'all talk about up there. That's why I always come up on here when I can. And so just keep doing the good work, everybody, because we'll get there.
Inshallah, inshallah. You know, it's, I always say, you know, there's no God worthy of worship except for Allah. And the one thing that I know is that everything happens by the might and strength of Allah. There's nothing that moves except for the might and strength of Allah. And so settling to realize that, you know, Krista mentions it a lot, you know, always keeping the Most High first, always keeping Allah first, you know, keeping the Most High first. And if you cultivate yourself in that, you know, as Krista's demonstrating, you know, bringing her kids to have humanity, you know, exemplifying humanity to others. You know, and that's something that's missing in our community. You know, so this is why we find it so hard to assist one another, to greet one another, to just simply give a smile to one another. You know, you see most brothers today, you know, they gritting on you. You know what I'm saying? You're like, you know, what you gritting for, bro? You know, your grits ain't hot enough. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, but this is how we always approach one another. So, you know, the build that we have on here, and I'm grateful to Allah that we have these opportunities to sit down and dialogue with one another and to share, you know, perspectives of benefit to one another. And I'm thankful for everybody, you know. But I give all praise and glorification to Allah alone and single him out in glory, glorification. So tonight we're going to close. I thank my guests for coming on, Brother Leon. You know, always, you know, very, very splendid. And Brother Miles, and, of course, the Queen, Mother, Sister LaToya, always, you know, a pleasure having everyone here. Inshallah, next time we can have the guest on. You know, Allah knows best. We plan, but Allah's best to plan us. So, you know, inshallah, they're in their situation, and Allah's comforting them. I mean, you know, keeping them safe. I mean, and uplifting them and continuing to direct them. I mean, so, you know, with that, Mother Queen, anything you want to say in closing?
I just love everybody with the love of the Lord, you know, the Most High. We all are one. If we have a saying in our group that if you're not free, then I'm not free, you know. So we most definitely need to help each other get to that point where we can all understand one another, all love on one another, and the fellowship is always, always welcomed, and it's always great, good or bad. We have to grow from, you know, the things that we hear and learn, you know, on a daily basis. So I just appreciate everyone, and I appreciate y'all to the fullest, my co-hosts. So just love everybody, and y'all have a blessed night.
Alhamdulillah. To my Ami. Hassan, want to some final words?
Yeah, you know, this is very wonderful to just have an opportunity to acknowledge all of the beautiful work that everyone is doing, and all the beautiful thoughts that everyone shared. I think that point of impact always has an impact upon what people are thinking and what's going on, and maybe topics for conversation. And what we want to do is just we want to spread love and awareness to the people, and just let everybody know that it's going to take all of us to get out of this predicament that we're in. And when I'm talking about that predicament, I'm talking about every aspect of oppression that we face. You know, so we really have to, it's all hands on deck. Whether you like it or not, you know, we're going to be all or nothing. And I think that people are going to come to that realization very soon. And so those who are like-minded, let's come together. This is one of the platforms where we do that. Thank you, everybody.
Alhamdulillah. And that's right, folks. This is the platform, Point of Impact. You know what I'm saying? Call us. Get online. Let's talk about it. Let's come up with some direct solutions. You know, this is direct talk, you know, seeking direct solutions, and that's what we talk about. And just being people of action, you know what I'm saying? Being people of action, exemplifying that in which we call to, you know, and you know, exemplifying the best of conduct and behavior. I'm very grateful for this show tonight. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. You know, all praise and thanks belong to Allah, the Lord of all of mankind and jinn. I mean, so, you know, it's a wonderful show tonight. And I want to remind everybody, June the 3rd, out in Barrah Park in Norfolk, we have a Liberation Save the Youth Day. If you have your children, bring them out. You know what I'm saying? Let them enjoy some fun games, good food, and, you know, get some activity with other youth, and, you know what I'm saying, and get some activity with some other peers, you know. So, and then we got August the 4th, the annual Norfolk Branch NAACP Branch and inaugural Men's Summit, Man to Man. Come through, get that ticket, let's get it going. Let's support these events that are bringing benefit to our community and our youth, okay? Jay Sean, what's up, brother?
Yeah, what's good? How you doing, man?
I'm good. How you? You good?
Yeah, I take 1 minute. Let me give me 1 minute. That's it. You know, first, you know, like you said earlier, happy Mother's Day, happy Mother's Life, and then on another, a little sadder note, one of my older brothers was found dead in Atlanta Wednesday. And they don't really know, like, if it was foul play, or they don't really know. He just was found in the alleyway, and with a broken arm. And like, that was Wednesday, so I really didn't know if I was gonna be able to do any shows, but I did. That was Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I did my sister's show Thursday. Then I did my show Friday. I did Shadi's show Saturday, and I did your show tonight because, you know, sometimes, like, positive stuff is uplifting, you know what I mean? So it was good to do the show and get some positive energy and help take your mind off of, you know, other things, you know what I mean? Like, negative things or sadder things that's going through your brain. So, you know, I always say it's a good show, but for the hour, you know, it helped me get through that. That's all.
Mm. You know, bro, I love you. Yeah, let me just say my deepest condolences to you and the family.
Yeah.
You know, I love you. You my brother. You know, you my brother. You know, I'm in the field with you if you need me. You know what I'm saying? In any form of way. You know.
Yeah.
You know how we always. You know, and I just want you to know, man, that, you know, truly from Allah we came, and truly to Allah we shall return. You know, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And may Allah continue to, you know, may Allah increase your family with guidance and comfort. And, you know, may Allah open your breast and your family's breast to be confident and ease, man. I mean, we love you, bro.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I love you too. Thank you. Peace.
Yeah.
You know what? Mm. See, this is what we were just building on earlier, man. Like, you know, being there for one another. You know, I'm going to tell you right now, Jay Sean is like, that's my family, bro. That's not no dude I just met on the streets. Like, that's literally my family.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like we walk
streets
that we protected. We literally protected one another. We literally protected one another. We literally took care of each other. You know what I'm saying? We may not. It was one of those things, man, where you always knew when you know how they say when the call is made, right? You know,
right?
Strong cup, you know, and I'm going to tell you something, and I don't mean that like this in violence and stuff like that. I'm just saying in any type of form of struggle, you know what I'm saying? We always was there for each other. And, you know, I'm grateful for that brother, and I just really want the best for, you know, ease for him and his family at this time. And I ask for everybody, you know, send up salutations of guidance and ease for this brother and his family. You know, let us end the night on that.
Thank you.
And, you know what I'm saying? Let's end the night on that, because I know that pain. You know, I buried my brother March the 9th.
Yeah.
You know,
this pain is our pain, too.
That's right.
Yeah, man.
Buried my brother March the 9th, 2021. So, I mean, you know, I know that pain. So, everybody, you know, that's what a wonderful way to end the show. You know, sending up salutations for one, you know, or for somebody that's near to us and that we love. And, you know, with that, we're going to call it the night, man. You know, everybody just remember, man, take this time right now, man. Right now to do something that's going to benefit you. Benefit you in this life and the year after. Listen to what I'm saying. Something that's going to benefit your family and your community. Life is just a blink of an eye, man. Life is just a blink of an eye.
You're right about
let's
that.
Let's take advantage of that. I mean, I love you all, man. See y'all all next week. Slow like
yo. When y'all do that thing, man, y'all do that thing, man, then send me a turkey burger, man. I live in Jersey.
Shout out, young sweet.
love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do, I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do, I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do, I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. Whoa, I think I'm in love again. And here we go again. Don't wanna have another heartbreak, but every time that I see him, we thought she'd take my breath away. Get a grip and start out with a friendship. Cause sailing with a Moby Dick can sink a ship. Thinking with your head before you get a shot of one. I remember all the past lessons that you learned from. A 90-day rule, but we rush it too. In 2 months, we send a text, I love you. In 5 months, became the best of friends. In 7 months, we put our first picture on the gram. On the foundation that we lay and stay stable when nature throws us a curve of love wins again. Thank you for showing me that I can love again. I'm your homie, you're a lover, homie, love a friend, yeah.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
Been 2 years and we still running. To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works. When there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again. I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you will want to see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I want to say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh, my God. I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do, I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do, I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do, I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.